Hello, and howdy. Welcome to Resync, an Assassin's Creed podcast.
That's what this is.
Episode 6, baby! Heck Sequence 6, yeah. We are back officially. I gave, you know, we did that little intro last, well, 2 weeks ago. It's now 70-30, I just want to make that clear.
Hey, it's still 70-30 though, so...
I know, I acknowledge that it has been mostly my fault, but I'm just saying... The scales are tipping. That's all I'm saying. There's more weight being added over there right now. But anyway, we're back. We're here.
Yeah.
Welcome, friends. Yeah.
Sorry if you missed us.
How you doing, buddy?
Doing good. How about you?
I'm doing pretty well. Yeah. Now that I don't have to collect any more flags or kill any more Templars, because I spent the last 2 weeks in hell. And one of the things I want to mention real quick as I caress my knife is that I...
You didn't contemplate suicide one time playing this game.
I can't say that. I went around and collected all of the flags, which the trivia question this week is a little reminiscent of last week. Well, not last. No, yeah. 2 weeks ago. But first, I want to... do last week's trivia.
Oh, yeah. We had trivia that I don't remember the question was at all.
Yeah, so the question was, after assassinating Sabrand, he expresses the fear of what? Like, what is this thing that Sabrand is so afraid of?
Man, I'd fail this test.
Well, yeah, we did it 2 months ago. So, the trivia answer is, he is scared of there being nothing after death. He's literally just having, like, an existential crisis.
I mean, that's kind of scary, but...
Yeah, no, yeah, it's a very valid fear. And so... Yep. But for someone who's with the Christians, that's a weird thing to be scared about. But, you know, maybe there's some conflict going on there. Crazy. But this week's trivia. How many total flags are in the game? Because I know.
Don't say the answer this time.
I won't say the answer, but I will even give the hint that it is a number that Lucas and I know well.
Oh, I think I know what it is.
And so, there's your trivia question for this week. Have fun. We'll see you next week. So, bye-bye. No. But, yeah, I did a lot of flag collecting. A lot. And then I came across something that really just peeved me off. Just really just made me a little upsetty spaghetti. And that was the fact that there is a glitch in this game. Where if you die relatively soon after collecting a flag, there is a chance that the flag will not respawn and it won't properly save. And so you just lose that flag. So, that happened to me twice.
That's rough.
And Acre and Jerusalem. And so I will now be 2 achievements short of 100% because the game sucks. Okay, so buddy. Here's the thing. I know that our numbers are few here on this podcast right now, but... when, not if, when this podcast blows up, Ubisoft, I'm talking to you guys now, fix the fucking game. I don't care how old it is. I don't care if you're working on a remake. I want my goddamn trophy, and I do not want to fucking start all over. Fuck that bullshit. Fix the goddamn game, Ubisoft. And I'm not letting this go. I'll be talking about it in the Assassin's Creed Valhalla season of the podcast. Until it's changed, Ubisoft. I will never give up. I want my goddamn
plan. I support your quests.
So that happened. But I did kill all the Templars. Every single one of those rotten rat bastards.
Did you fight them or assassinate them?
Both. All over the place.
Nice.
Yeah. Most of the time, I just fought him, though, because I didn't give a fuck. I love charging at him and just being like,
ah! Just knock him over.
Yeah. It's great. It's great. But, yeah, I played this game a lot. And I'm going to be honest, I think this sequence slash going for the 100% really showed all of the cracks in the game. And that is something that Lucas and I briefly discussed beforehand about how we felt about this sequence. Would you like to elaborate?
Yeah, I mean, I still, like, obviously, I still enjoyed the game. Right. Like, let's start with that. The game, still good. But the age and, like, and the, just the things that they couldn't quite get polished, you really feel in the sequence. You, especially when it comes to combat.
Right.
Especially when it comes to combat.
Right. Yeah, there's a lot of, because, you know, this, I think at the time, the AI used for enemies and just how many people they had in these, like, cities, because, you know, thinking, like, pre-2007, you know, obviously they would have, like, AI, they would have, you know, these NPCs, but it's very rare to have this many concentrated NPCs in a large area. I mean, you think about it, the only ones I could think of that could possibly get close was Oblivion, something, you know, games of that nature. But even then, not as many, like, I mean, you're talking maybe, like in your like, seeable space, maybe a max of, like, 10 or 11 people, maybe, in Oblivion, something like that. I don't know. But here in Assassin's Creed, you could have, like, over a dozen, probably more, depend, like, if you're up above, you know, a couple dozen, like, you could have, like, they really increase the amount of AI, and so you gotta talk about, like, CPU usage for that and how much they could, because obviously us running it on a high-end PC and an Xbox Series X, like, we've got much more CPU for all of that. But that doesn't mean they coded that type of resource into the game at start, because, you know, back in 2007... they didn't have that, so why would they even, you know, optimize it for that, right? So there's limits, right? And seeing this technology used for the first time, there are definitely little, like, bugs and glitches.
Yeah.
And so
this definitely the most frustrated I've been in a sequence so far, trying to just do certain. Well, once we get back into it, I'll talk more about just some of the frustrations I've had as we were doing stuff.
Right. I agree. But without further ado, let's jump into it. Amualim lists.
Papa Al
enlists Robbie as the last target. Our good old friend Robert de Sable. Sable. Whatever the fuck
that
his name is.
Bitch.
Robbie is the last target. Saying that he will use the Peace of Eden to rob the world of free will and must be stopped. He is the big bad. This is it. This is the final the final countdown. The ninth target. And so we gain extra sword damage, a little sword buff, and extra throwing knives. So we don't learn anything new. We are just improved, and I'm okay with that. I think
knives came in handy.
Yes. Having 15 now? My lord. Because one of the achievements that I was going for was, I believe, pickpocket 200 throwing knives. And so I was throwing knives at everybody in this bitch. When I was first doing the flag collecting, I was just everywhere. And so I could get that achievement because I was constantly having to pickpocket people. Didn't take me too long. Like, it was one of those, like, I would combine, like, while I'm looking for flags, I would just, there was a bunch of different achievements that I was going for along there. The surviving or be in open conflict for 10 minutes, harder than you might suspect. But there is an exploit where I just was constantly guarding and walking backwards. I was in the kingdom and I just let a guy down. For 10 minutes. We just walked around the kingdom blocking. It was funny as hell. I just was constantly blocking, and every once in a while he would attack me and just boop. 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 Occasionally we'd run into some more people, and then I would, okay, I'll fight a little bit, leave one or two, and just boop. The problem was is I couldn't always leave it to one because by this point in the game, a lot of times the last person will get scared and run away and it'll just exit. So I would leave two unless I did accidentally kill one time. And then I was like, okay, well, thank God this one didn't run away. But yeah, so if you're looking for that, that's a pretty easy exploit you can do. Just go in the, it works better in the kingdom because the population is a little more spread out. So, you know, you're not actually like keep engaging into combat unless you would rather do that. I just didn't want to. So I was just like, yeah, I'll do it here in the kingdom. I was collecting flags anyway.
I try to avoid the kingdom as much as possible. It's annoying. I hate riding around that horse and just hearing bleep, 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 bleep. I'm like, shut the fuck up. Yep. They're not catching me.
Yep. Yeah, I did a lot of flag collecting there. It was really hard because it's a lot of open space. I'm tired. Yeah. But we got it. We got the kingdom one. I got the kingdom. I got two of the three Jerusalem because Jerusalem flags are separated by district, which is weird, but it makes it a lot easier to collect, like knowing like which areas and everything versus having to do the whole thing in Acre and Jerusalem and then the kingdom as well. But yeah, so I got that one. I'm just missing two. I'm missing the last Jerusalem one, the very fucking last one, and or the last Acre one, and then Jerusalem.
Womp.
But, in Jerusalem, you go talk to Malik.
Yeah, the dude from the beginning.
Yeah, things have really changed. He admits that Altair is not the same person he once was.
Yeah, Altair tries to apologize. He's like, no.
That's like, later. Later.
Shit.
You ruined it. Now, no. I mean, everybody's played. It's not like the point. But later on, he says that. But in this first conversation.
My bad. I need to read my notes better.
That Altair is different. And so, I mean, there's a pretty striking change in Malik's attitude from the start, where he very obviously and in a very valid way hates Altair because he got his brother killed and his arm chopped off. you know, very valid reason to not like this guy.
Yeah.
But you know, we've come a long way. We've murdered 8 people, and in Malik's eyes, that makes you a good person.
Yeah, he's like, you're the best.
Yeah. But there's a genuine change in Altair, and we kind of see this arc, and Malik sees that as well. And so, you know, it sees the change, and it's a good reflection of that. And it's a moment that I really appreciate. But then your investigation begins. And so first things first, you can eavesdrop on a conversation revealing that Robert is attending Majdedine's funeral.
Yeah.
And I'm curious if you remembered this. Did you know who Majdedine was?
Wasn't he one of our targets?
He was. He was the last target in Jerusalem. Yeah, from Sequence 4.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yes. So, if you were thinking correctly and, like, keeping track, back in Sequence 4, our target in Jerusalem was Majdedine. And so, we are now experiencing his funeral after we killed him, and Robert is attending this funeral.
Yes, he's going to be there.
So, this is our chance to strike. So, allegedly, we'll get into that, but we can pickpocket a letter detailing the positioning of the city guard during Majdedine's funeral.
Yeah, and I kind of want to talk about that one because was that like in a like church for you? You remember?
Yeah, and it was a Templar talking to the city guard.
Yeah. Okay, so I was trying to pickpocket him before he left the like gate or the thing, but there's two guards there, and you walk out there, they catch you.
Hmm.
But those stupid crazy people who just like are in there, there's like 6 of them in there, whatever the fuck, and they're like heat seeking missiles, bro. They're literally yeah. Like, you'll be on the other side of the room and they'll just like come find you and just go and you're just like, shut the get out of here. That was the most infuriating thing in the world to me. I at some point I guess the guard didn't care, but I literally just grabbed him and threw him. I just started grabbing him and throwing him. I thought that would get me in trouble, but it was pissing me off too much, and he didn't care, so
they'd be like, I get it. Like, yeah, fuck them crackheads.
For real. Yeah. That's what they were. They're crackheads. Just mumbling and pushing you.
Yep.
Assholes.
Yeah, no. So it was interesting because I don't remember there being too many of them when I actually had the pickpocket mission. When I went back later when I was flag hunting, there were a ton more there. So I was curious about that. I do think, so my guess is because I've noticed in like replaying stuff enough that the AI, like it's not set to where, okay, that church has this many people. It's just this area is going to have this many people and they've programmed them to just kind of wander. And so it makes it so there can be weird variations of like, yes, you get a ton of those guys in there, or it's like, it's not necessarily programmed to do that, but it is a possibility.
It felt so intentional. Like, I literally felt like I was having to get through a minefield. It's like, what kind of stupid fucking mission is this? It took me like 6 tries because I just kept getting shoved. And you'd walk out, I couldn't find him, and I could find him, but I kept getting caught by the guards. Yeah. See, it was bullshit.
I actually got caught the first time I tried to do this because the Templar turned immediately, faced me, and was like, yo, you're a fucking assassin. Fuck you. And just engaged me immediately. I didn't do a thing. I was just standing there. He turned around. He's like, hey, wait a minute. This is a fucking assassin. Fuck you. And so I just immediately failed it. And I was like, okay. It's just... So that was interesting. But yeah. Weird stuff with that mission. Next, you can interrogate a Templar who really just stands by Robert and the Templar's actions. He's just he reacted very similarly to an early assassination target where he was just like, yeah, no, we're doing the right thing. All right, peace out.
And then, blah.
Yep. Blah. But a little nostalgic there, honestly. Next, you have an informant who can warn you to not face Robert's men all at once. Says they're very strong. You should retreat and then go one by one.
Was that like an assassin's challenge for you?
It was.
Okay.
What was it for you?
It was an assassin's challenge.
Yeah, I had to stealth assassinate 2 people.
2?
Yeah.
What kind of game am I playing, bro?
Well, there was another one I had to assassinate 5. That was the
That's
other.
That's some informant. Bullshit.
How many did you have to assassinate?
I had to assassinate 5 in that time period, but then I had an archer challenge. I don't know if you had one of those, if you had that.
I didn't, because I just had 2 stealth assassinations. So this one was 2 people, the other one was 5.
Yeah, I had 5, and then I had to stealth kill 4 more archers. Luckily, there wasn't a time limit on that one. But killing those 5 Templars was honestly kind of annoying. There were a lot of guards.
Yeah. See, I started utilizing the throwing knives a lot with these stealth assassinations because there was one on the rooftop when I was.
I use them on the rooftops all the time.
And yeah, so I'll always pretty much always.
When
use
I
them
get
there.
To the roof, I literally switch to my knives. Like, right. That's the first thing right. I do.
And so then I was like, "Huh, I wonder if I can get away with this on the ground." So I would like literally, I'd stalk them from above and just, and as I would run away, I just hear the. Whoa! Like everybody freaking out, and oh my god, I felt like such a badass. Like I was literally like damn near doing a blow dart, just like and then running away. Like
that's funny.
Oh, it was sick. I'm not gonna lie, I had a lot of fun doing that. I was like, why haven't I done this like more often? Like this is legit. But basically, you can also have the informant, which this was his archer mission, advises to use scholars. To get close to Robert.
Yeah.
So, here's the thing, though. I never saw any fucking scholars.
Me neither.
There's no
I was looking
scholars.
For the bitches the whole time.
Yeah, they were fucking in there.
Okay.
And I think it might also be with what we'll get to later. Yeah. Like, maybe that was part of it.
But
that was kind of my theory.
I don't know. I was confused by that.
Yeah. Because
they had vigilantes right
outside.
Yeah,
they had vigilantes, but they didn't have scholars. I was like, what the fuck? I was confused. But yeah, no. I was the same way. I was like, and then finally, you can pickpocket a letter detailing Robert's position during the funeral, so you know exactly where the fucker is. But all that said and done, back at the Assassin's Bureau, Altair attempts to apologize.
Yeah, that part is now. That's what my notes say.
But Malik denies him, saying that he's no longer the person that... he needs the apology from.
Yeah.
You know, he is
two different people.
Yeah.
Now.
Once again, reiterating that he has changed, you know, he is basically just like, it's all good, man. And he even goes so far as to say that, you know, their losses are to be shared as well as their victories, and how, you know, he takes part blame, which like, honestly, like, here's the thing. I also believe that Altair is redeemed, but at the end of the day, I would still put all the blame on him. Yeah, I wouldn't take any blame for
that. He was
the
reckless dude who literally was just like, I'm going to get him.
And he tried to stop him. So yeah. Malik did everything. He's like,
this isn't the
really,
way.
Yeah, exactly. Like, brother did. No, none of that is really his fault. I'm sorry. I wouldn't have went that far.
But they're brothers now.
Yeah, they're all good. They reconcile. It's a nice little happy ending for them. And so at the funeral, shit goes down. It was all a ruse. It was a trap. Robert comes and attacks.
It was a big bamboozle.
The pastor calls us out.
Yeah, he's like, look at this white guy. And it was like,
Sam, fuck this man. Put him in chains. And you are laid under siege with some very powerful enemies and archers. And yeah, it is a full-on assault.
Yeah.
It's a trap.
It was like, if I didn't play as many video games as I've played, that would have taken me so many tries. I was thinking about it because I had to like run around, kill the archers first so they weren't freaking getting me while I'm trying to kill everybody on the ground. That was annoying as shit. I had to dodge all these arrows. I still barely made it out of there. I got through my first try, but I still barely made it out. And I'm still like, man, I was like, if I sucked at video games, this would be hard as shit.
Yeah. Yeah. It is something else. It is arguably one of the first true tests in the game. I think it's a very natural progression thus far. And this final sequence, like, this final, like, legit
it's like very hand-holdy. And then it's just like, all right, boom. Here's everything. Use it now.
Because at the end of the day, this is the strongest we are. Like, we have achieved, like, our peak.
Peak assassin.
And so now they're like, okay, here you go. You've now learned everything. Use it. And so, boom. And so, yeah, it's something. And so, it's a tough fight. But Robert, when he's killed, is revealed to actually not be Robert. It was a decoy.
It was a woman.
And it's interesting because
I could tell. Altair, you can see his boobs. Like, well, you see her boobs.
Well, when she loses a certain amount, I don't know if you notice this. Because at first, she's silent. And then she starts taking more hits, you start hearing the, And it's like, that's not
a girl.
Yeah. It's like, well,
I was sus from the beginning. Like, right. she looked tiny to me, and I was like, that does not look like Robert to me. And then, like you could even see boobs. Like, I was just like, I don't know. I'm sus.
Yeah,
and then I heard her swing. I was like,
not Robert, no, not Robbie. So
we don't kill her though, because even though she's probably an evil person,
not the target. Even though we mowed down tons of city guards and Templars, she can live.
She can live.
And so so what Robert is actually doing is going to the front lines of the crusade to convince both the king and the leader of the Islamic party.
Yeah.
I don't know enough about the crusade's history to know the proper designations of everyone. Basically to broker peace by uniting them against the assassins.
Yeah.
Because we were killing people on both sides. Because the Templars had infiltrated both sides of the conflict, as we were killing them, you know, we were taking out members of both sides, painting us as the common enemy. And so Robert was going to expose the assassins and, you know, use them to then get peace and also eradicate the assassins and give the Templars what they want. So we gotta book it.
We
you have to go back to the bureau first where Malik can keep us safe, let things die down for a sec. But it is interesting because it's an interesting comment that I don't remember if we get any resolution to, and I don't think we do, is that Altair says, like, you know, it wasn't Robert, it was a woman. And Malik goes, a woman. And Altair says something along the lines of,
yeah, it was weird, basically.
It was weird, but more on that later, or something, like, made it sound like it was, like, there was something to that, but I don't think there is.
But they also made her, like, the way they like framed her and like her demeanor was and the way she talked, they made her seem like they made it seem like they were gonna bring her back as
some right character. like there was some sort of importance to her.
Yeah.
But I don't think there, like, if I remember right, I don't think I she shows yeah, up I in season remember. 7. Yeah, I mean, there's maybe a possibility.
And she's obviously not in Assassin's Creed 2.
Right, yeah, exactly. So it's like, are they just sexist, or what's going
yeah,
on?
Yeah,
like,
what was that? That was weird.
Because it would make sense for, you know, like, oh, like, a woman to be a high-ranking Templar back in the Crusades. Like, yeah, that is weird. Like, something to point out. But again, it's just made out to kind of, it is just so...
Like, yeah, like, what's
obviously
the, like, what's the
pointed
point?
Out
yeah,
that
like,
I'm just like, is
yeah, like this should be a plot element, but it's not. Why are
right? Yeah. You're making it seem like a plot element, so either it is, or you're just being really too on the nose with this. Like, you need to dial it back.
Or we might get proven wrong here in the next couple sequences.
Maybe. We'll see.
But I don't think so.
But, yeah, haul ass to the front lines,
yeah,
essentially.
But, yeah, but remember you talked to Malik, and he's like, and you're like, yeah, you should go back to wherever and talk to Papa Al.
Well, yeah, he was talking about the fact that, yeah, he says, you know, you should report back to Al-Mualim, and in which Altair is like, basically no for two reasons. He's like, A, I don't have time because, like, our entire Brotherhood is going to be dismantled if I don't stop Robert. And two... That dude's doing some sussy shit anyway, and
yeah.
we keep being led astray,
yeah,
and I'm going to find
like,
out answers.
Yeah, he's like, think for yourself. You're inquisitive.
Right. And it is weird because, like, Malik does kind of tense up a little bit, and I think he does kind of experience
a little
doubt because he just vouched for Altair, saying he's a changed man and that he is you know, now different. And then Altair immediately goes and is like, fuck the boss, I'm going to do what I want, the rules don't matter. Which is the exact problem that Malik had with him in the start. But this time he's a little more, you know, like, it's the confliction, you can see it.
Mm-hmm.
Which I thought was interesting. And it was also an interesting way to leave that character. Because again, they had this very nice happy ending, and then you're immediately testing their resolve right at the very end. It was a weird way
yeah.
to end that, I'm
yeah.
going to be honest. It makes sense. But, yeah, basically you gotta hurry up to go stop Robert, and you gotta mow through both armies.
Fuck Robert.
Yeah.
And mowing through both armies, that was also annoying.
I was chilling. By that point, I was just...
I got so many enemies, dude. Like, I went up there, like there were, like, three waves, and each wave was, like, 10, 15 enemies, I swear. And
yep.
I'm like, that's so many people I have to fight. But I don't know if you do this ever, but when I have to fight a bunch of people, I switch to my Assassin's Blade
mm-hmm.
in combat,
mm-hmm.
and it's an insta-kill on a parry.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, I would just wait till they attack me, and I would just kill a bunch of them right off the bat with my Assassin's, like, just bops up!
Right.
Top.
So... Because we got the increased sword damage,
I
was
did
rocking
use
the sword
yeah.
like 85%.
I switched back
time.
To the sword after like I got some of them down. Because like, I was getting annoyed with some of the people I'd swing at, and they would like just like grab my sword and kick me to the ground or something. I'd be
right.
like, fuck you. It's like, come at me. I'll stab you in the head.
Exactly. But mowed through them to basically talk to this king and to where you're just like, hey, your lieutenant is conspiring against you. And
yeah.
then he's like, really? Because my lieutenant said that you're conspiring against me.
Yeah.
And then Altair's like, actually, I killed all kinds of people. So, not personal. And they were conspiring against you as well.
Yeah.
So, you're welcome.
Because Robert.
Yeah. Robert. And he's like, I don't know who to believe, so I'm going to have you guys fight to the death.
Yeah. He's like, by the way, Robert's here.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like, there you go. So basically, you guys are gonna fight, and God will decide the victor, and they will be of true intent. So I will believe, you know, whoever God lets live.
Yeah, and you know, regardless of God or no God, you're just that guy, so you win.
Except the problem is, if it's a fight to the death, how is it fair that Altair, one guy, has to fight?
That's
15
what I was
people,
thinking. I thought I was
Robert.
Gonna have to just like do a one-on-one boss fight with fucking Robbie over here, but
yeah.
No. I had to fight all of his minions, and then he came out at the end. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
I was like, after I'm all tired from killing all your fucking people, now you're going to claim victory? Like,
right? Like, come on. You're over here. Doing dumb shit.
Yeah, like, at least fight with your men, you dickhead.
Yeah, what a pussy. And so you fight, and guess what? You win.
Yeah.
And after killing Robert, he reveals that there was a 10th person involved in taking the Peace of Eden with the Templars. And that 10th person was none other than Al-Mualim himself.
Not Papa Al.
Papa Al is a double agent. He was working with the Templars to get the Peace of Eden and then took it from them for himself. And then
made you his weapon against it to basically take over the world.
Mm-hmm. You were killing everyone who knew the secret of the Peace of Eden so that it would only be him and he would get ultimate power.
And you did it.
Yeah.
So he's, you know,
you played he's on his right way. Into his trap.
He's on his way to ultimate power now because of us.
Yep. And so, yeah, it's pretty significant. Pretty significant drop. I don't know if any of you would have anticipated that before, but crazy stuff.
If you did, good job.
We were talking about that before, and, you know, it is one of those things where now I feel like if you played the game in 2007, it would have been a crazy twist or just in that early era. Nowadays, with, you know, it being done in video game stories enough, I don't know. I think it is dependable, whether you would see that as a predictable...
Depends what games you play. Point.
Right. Yeah,
depends,
for sure.
It depends what kind of story games you play.
For sure. But crazy happenstance.
Yeah.
All the same.
Papa Al.
Papa Al.
He's a bad guy.
The worst.
I mean, we have to go kill Papa Al.
Yeah, but that's next week. However, our Animus time is interrupted because assassins are assaulting Abstergo.
And they use guns now.
Yeah, there is gunfire going on.
They're like, pow, 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 pow.
It's a shootout at Abstergo. However, it doesn't really work out. And apparently, they're all killed.
And apparently, like, when he says all of them, that's like all of the assassins. Like, according to them, that was
Vidic claims that the last of the assassins have now been wiped out, and Abstergo's victorious, and Desmond's gonna die, essentially.
Yeah.
And so, all seems lost. Except Desmond talks to Lucy, and Lucy mentions that this desert raid was potentially, it seems to be where Desmond's parents were, and she's not 100% positive if they made it out, but feels like they might have. So his parents may or may not have been killed.
Yeah, and then it zooms in on her boobs. So, like, it does that for a reason. It's not to show you her boobs.
It's because she says to have faith. And this is where we get, you know, Desmond gets his first indication that Lucy is actually with the assassins. And so, very, very interesting. And so, if you check the emails after you leave, because that is the end of you and Lucy's conversations, essentially.
Yeah. See, I haven't played in so long, and I made the mistake of going to bed instantly, because I thought you slept, and then you would have, like, the explorer, and then you went back in your room for some reason. That's how I thought it worked. So, I missed out on all this. So, I'm getting a bunch of new lore right now.
So, if you go out, if you check Lucy's emails, Vidic forgets the press conference room code because it resets every week. So, she gives him the new code, which means we now have the code for the conference room. And if you check Vidic's emails, Vidic is under pressure from his boss to get things done, mentioning using additional subjects if needed. And so this is, I can't remember if we've heard of additional subjects, but I want to say there has been one or two mentions of somebody else. I can't remember. This might be the first time in the game that they've talked about there being additional people they can use for the Animus. But, and then there's also a news clipping of, so I thought this was kind of funny. The Mexican president promises better border security after violence between American refugees and Mexican troops. A.K.A. they just flipped reality about, you know, America getting pissed about, you know, illegal immigrants from Mexico. So they just flipped it and said that Mexico was getting illegal immigrants from America and that they were cracking down on border security.
That's funny as fuck, actually.
Yeah. So that was interesting. But that was one of the things that Abstergo was reporting on. So you can now get into the press conference room, that back room. And I don't believe I've ever done this before, so I think this was new for me as well. And there is a laptop in there with a ton of information from Vidic's boss. And so, one, the first thing that it says is that Desmond is charged with finding Abstergo's third piece of Eden. So we know that the piece of Eden that is in Altair's time was actually destroyed in an incident. But it turns out this was actually the second piece of Eden that they had. And that Desmond is, you know, finding the third for them. That is what he is, you know, tasked with doing. And so it is interesting. It doesn't say anything about what the first one was. But, yeah, it confirms that they did have another one as well. Secondly, it talked about Subject 12 revealed that objects can be manifested across time, as they had a ship appear in modern day for 18 minutes from Philadelphia. It was coded the Philadelphia incident. That's funny. So, yeah, but they canceled the project because they were worried about time paradoxes. So they're already sending stuff through time in this very first game. And yeah, that's all just in there. That's just like extra lore. Third is that the last piece of Eden was confirmed to be sabotaged by assassins. So they talk about how like there was an accident. I think it was the Tunguska incident. And so, but this was, it was revealed that the Abstergo was attempting to equip it into a satellite. And that was their plan. Was to use the piece of Eden in a satellite to then broadcast it across the world. And the assassins intervened and sabotaged it. Next, they do not believe that the Holy Grail exists. There's a whole section in the notes about them looking through Desmond's memories in search of the Holy Grail. And they decided that it is either not real, a piece of Eden, or not as good as a piece of Eden. So basically they're like, we don't really care about this.
Yeah. Even if there's something powerful, it's not as powerful as the thing we care about.
So. Exactly. So they're basically like, it's whatever. It's irrelevant. But it was something they were actively thinking about as well.
Oops.
But finally, they have special communicators available for use after the satellite launch, called Mitchell Hedzie's communicators.
Nice.
But yeah, so they're talking about how like once the satellite launches, they're gonna need a new way to communicate. And so it does kind of set up some sort of doomsday level event if Abstergo wins, essentially.
Yeah.
And so a ton of information in there. What do you have any thoughts about any of that? C.R. Lucas.
It's a lot of lore.
Yeah.
I feel like they don't put that much lore into their games anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it is crazy that how much stuff they had thought of all the way back in 2007.
Yeah, for a first game, because Ubisoft wasn't big, right? What did they make?
Prince of Persia.
Oh, yeah.
And okay. Rayman.
I forgot. I keep forgetting about Prince of Persia. Wait, they made Rayman?
Yeah. And then they did a lot of tie-in games. They had a lot of deals with, like, Disney and, Nickelodeon, I think, okay. Paramount. Yeah. They did the TMNT game. But
that game was actually pretty good, though.
It was. It was. But, yeah. So, Ubisoft cooked here.
Yes.
They cooked a lot of stuff.
Even though there's some old frustrating things about the game, Ubisoft eventually fixes those.
Yeah.
And then they revert.
But then they, you know, they took my flags from me. They took my fucking flags.
Just playing with a knife. He's trying to get ready to kill the CEOs for some flag trophies.
That I am officially not threatening anyone. I just want to clarify that. That was Lucas's words, not mine. So when the police come, I absolve myself of any wrongdoing. But Ubisoft, give me my fucking flags. That's all I'm going to say. But yeah. So overall, like we said, like I still enjoy the sequence. The sequence is essentially like the climax of the game.
Yeah, definitely the climax.
You know, this is it's all come down to this. Secrets revealed, you know, this is it. And there's a lot of cool moments to it. However, again, since this is like some high level gameplay, this is essentially as good as it gets. This is what it's throwing it, when it's firing on all cylinders. You have all your abilities. There's the most challenge, everything like that. It does expose the weaknesses of the game in full spotlight in terms of just how the physics operate and how the AI works and functions, and especially in collecting all the flags and Templars and doing extra stuff. It can show off a lot of cool gems because, you know, there are extra areas in the kingdom, for example, that you do not need to interact with at all unless you're collecting those collectibles. And so in exploring those, there were some really cool parkour challenges. Like, there was one that required you, like, it was a far jump that you had to do the grab ledge, so you couldn't do it until you got to sequence 3. But it was really cool. There were some really interesting parkour sequences kind of designed into the game with that. But then there was also a lot of just glitches and things that didn't function as they should that were made very apparent in doing all of this. But for 2007, still a great monumentous really achievement. Game. But that's kind of how I feel. Do you have any more general thoughts you'd like to provide?
Not really. I had a lot of fun. Right. I murdered a lot of people. This sequence, which as frustrating as that was sometimes, I did enjoy it. There was a bunch of times where I felt like Batman just went around like slice, dodge, or parry.
Yeah. You can really be a tank now, and it's a fun time to experience.
Oh yeah. Throwing people, throwing knives.
Good times.
Stab.
But lots of good stuff here. Some not great stuff, but overall a great time.
Yes.
But, and before we take off, I did want to mention we are recording this before today's, 2 days ago for you guys' state of play. And at the last week's technical, 2 weeks ago's technical presentation, there was a quick snippet of Assassin's Creed Shadows. So it's not completely out of the realm of possibility that Assassin's Creed Shadows will appear. So you guys will obviously know by the time you're watching this, but we won't, so we might not have anything to say about that. However, we had just discussed rumors that it might be delayed as Ubisoft pulled out of Tokyo Game Show last minute and are reportedly canceling previews for games journalists, quote, until further notice. And so there's a bunch of rumors about the game getting delayed, that it's not going to be ready in time. We shall see. Again, maybe you might even get an update before this video drops. Maybe not. But just to make something that we're aware of, you know. Personally, I think if the game's not ready, let them cook.
Yeah.
Let them take the time.
Take because all the time.
I do think Ubisoft really needs this to work. I think they've had a couple modest successes over the last few years. But, you know, they are a very struggling company that just continues to get berated. And especially after the mixed reaction to Shadows' announcement, they really have to make sure this game is solid. And so if that means delaying it a couple months, hell, even a year or more, I'm okay with that. You know, take all the time you need. We've got so much Assassin's Creed in the meantime that I think a lot of people still haven't played and experienced. I think the people can wait, personally. Yeah. I'm willing to wait. I mean, hell, we've got this podcast. We're set. All right? We're set for a good long while.
I got a bunch of games to play.
But I am excited for Shadows nonetheless, but interesting thing to think about. Do you have any comment on the recent news and developments?
See, it's I don't have a ton of hype for those games just because I haven't had hype for any modern Assassin's Creed game in a long time. But I will probably play this one. This one looks good enough. I am worried though about, like you said, the delay is a little worrying. If they do delay it, I'm still worried it's not going to be good, because they're going to be wanting to push that time as short as possible.
Right. Yeah, I get that for sure. Obviously, a delayed game is better than a rush game, but a lot of times with these big developers, even when it is delayed, it's still not quite ready when it hits the finish line because there is sort of that investor pressure to get that return on investment.
Outlaws.
So, you know. And Ubisoft is known for their buggy games and games just not being optimized right. Except for Outlaws. Prince of Persia The Lost Crown. Just saying. A game that I have bought for Lucas and he has still not played.
That's because I'm playing Mass Effect.
Doesn't matter.
I haven't beaten I'm still playing the second Mass Effect. I got one more
How many
Mass
times
Effect.
Have you beat them?
Beat all of them?
Mm-hmm.
Twice. And it was like 10 years ago.
How many times have you beaten Prince of Persia The Lost Crown?
Okay, zero. But I'm currently playing this. I can't just stop it.
Prince of Persia The Lost Crown is also available on Steam now, for those that don't know. So go get it because it's super awesome.
And I will be playing it at some point.
But also, it didn't sell super duper well. And so this is the problem, is that a lot of people just don't care about Ubisoft anymore. So we need to save them because they obviously can't save themselves. And so...
I just want them to make good games again. And then
they did! And Prince of Persia's Lost Crown!
Okay.
And you won't play it!
I will play it
eventually. You're part of the problem, Lucas!
I'll play it eventually. It's just...
Play it now.
Side-scrollers aren't my thing.
Metroidvania, and it's superb.
Yeah, I didn't play Metroidvania either. That's a knife.
Yeah! I'm about to go assassin on your ass.
No, I will play these games.
That's good. It's literally the spiritual successor or predecessor to Assassin's Creed.
Okay.
Like Assassin's Creed was a Prince of Persia game, and then it got repurposed into Assassin's Creed. But anyway, lots of Assassin's Creed stuff. Thank you for tuning in to Resync. Yeah. It's been a fun time. We've got one more sequence left.
Just one?
One more.
Holy cow.
It's the final. So we will see you guys next week for the season one finale of Resync. Exciting times. Thank you for being here. If you're on YouTube, like, if you like the video, subscribe if you want to see more. Follow us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, whatever you listen to us on. However you consume our content, glad you're here. Hope you like it. You can comment on our socials or in the YouTube comments about all kinds of stuff, whatever you like. Make sure to answer that trivia question. How many total flags? I'll see you guys next time.
Yeah.
Goodbye. Ta-ta.